This broadcast is live. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading.
Welcome back to the show. It's Road Dogg and Cassio. And you're watching an exclusive YTX version of...
Oh, you didn't know.
What is up, dog?
Sometimes I say that, and I've said this before. I surprise myself because I sound just like that guy from TV. It's so cool.
Well, as you can see...
I do a decent Terry Funk, too.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, do it. Okay.
That's how Terry Funk says okay.
Do Terry Funk doing the New Age Outlaws intro.
Oh, you didn't know? Son of a bitch has tried to kill me. Okay, yeah, sorry. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. We're on a YTX Live here, just Cassio Kid and Road Dogg, taking questions, talking to people. We don't really have a topic today. We're just going to shoot the breeze from our shoulders to our knees. Cassio, what's going on with you?
Well, look, the Mountain Critters.
Oh.
Are joined by a very special guest. But as you know, dog,
yep.
Conrad is a businessman.
He is a businessman.
So we have the super chat going. You can hit us up in the chat. We'll get to as many comments as we can. If you want to make sure we get to your chat, you can make a donation in the super chat. And Conrad's a businessman. He said he's not even going to talk for less than $100 total in the super chat.
It's the same $100 bill I used to snort cocaine with. So I think
if y'all can find that one,
a lot just happened right then. And if you unpack all that and start asking some questions in the, whatever it's called,
Super
Cassio will tell you.
Hey, is there a better bill to snort cocaine out of? Or are they all the same?
No, they're all exactly the same.
Yeah.
But you sure feel cooler with $100 bill.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so when you're paranoid and locked in your bedroom, laying down, looking under the door to see if the Shiite Muslims are coming to get you. You know what I mean? You want to be wise about your appearance.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
What about a straw? What's a straw like?
A good straw will do it, but sometimes, especially in a car, a key and a straw could be damaging to the old
system. Key bump.
Yeah. You had a bump doing a bump, and you know what I mean?
What's the best vessel? Is it the straw or is it the dollar? Is it the bill? Or is there a better one? Finger?
Yeah, I know a lot of guys use the pinky nail.
Little nail?
I don't know. I don't know what the best vessel is. I'm going to say don't do drugs.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking celebratorily.
We have.
Whoa, did you hear that word? Celebratorily.
Somebody got a word of the day calendar.
Hey, it's not even a word. What you got is a turd of the day calendar. Yeah, because I made that up and it's going to fail like Elon Musk. Oh, sorry.
So we are alive. Look, save money with Conrad. Also, pay him to speak. That's why. Yeah, he don't crack the mic unless there's money.
No. Look, I think a lot of professional athletes, sports entertainers, just entertainment entities operate on the very same fashion. As, look, I'm not, don't hit, unless Shawn Michaels has got paid already. You know what I'm saying? You don't hit the music.
I didn't know what he was doing.
No, it was the first starting of Shawn Michaels' music, and you got it. I think we got that. But you were back to the Mountain Critters and coming down off of Critter Mountain. Hopefully, if we can get enough funds, it's Paw Critter.
If it starts stacking,
he is known as Paw Critter on Critter Mountain.
Al Jackson said New Jack used to smoke pencil shavings. Have you ever heard that?
No, that is wild. But I have smoked marijuana with R-Truth. Through a granny's green apple with that as a
apple
as a vessel to smoke marijuana.
Wait, I hope the super chats start coming in and we get to 100 because something just was said and Conrad gave the wave off. Man, I wish I could know what was
happening. Okay, we'll find out post show.
Start hitting the super chats. But, you know, look,
$2
bills.
Let's hit some of these. Some
$2 bills.
Yeah. This guy says, this girl says, I love Road Dogg so much.
Amanda G.
Read that. There it
Thank
is.
Thank you, Amanda
Thank
G.
Thank you, Amanda. And Amanda G., I love you so much.
How about that?
You know what? I love you too much. My wife would say.
Oh, table for three. Nice. Yambag Jones hit us up.
Yambag.
We're $95 away. Here we go.
Look at that yambag.
Well, this could be a great table for three.
Yeah, it would be, especially if this table for three were filled with like strawberry topped pancakes and massive scrambled eggs and sirloin steaks cooked medium.
Do you
rare. Look, did you guys eat? I'm sorry.
Look, you started talking about pancakes and the camera immediately zoomed to
pancakes. Move my hands, see if it'll move over when I jam. I sing a deep. Okay, never mind. Now it's doing nothing. Way to go. Where were you then?
Our buddy Denovius Mac said, was there any talk about putting Shelton Benjamin with the Alpha Academy once the Hurt business disbanded?
You know what? Shelton Benjamin is, to me, is an awesome addition to any team. Like, yeah. He is one of those unsung heroes in this industry. I just actually, side note, just threw him on a live event, him and Cedric, because, look, I think they're a great tag team, and I think they go unnoticed, and I think Cedric and he both, Shelton's on a different level, and he always has been. He came up with the Brock Lesnar's of the world, but Brock got the shot, not him. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have a huge personality, like, I don't think, but I think what he has in athleticism and just presence, every time I see him, Shelton Benjamin, I'm talking about, his arms get bigger. Like, it's almost, my dad always said, I was in the best shape of my life when I was 45. And it's almost like I see that a lot in guys as they look at Edge. When they get older and they get a little smarter about how their body reacts to different foods and different training regimens and different, like, look, I was never going to go to the gym and do that crap. That's not me. I would drop Billy off and smoke a joint and whatever, drive around and then go back and pick him up and we'd go eat or whatever. That was just my deal, you know? And that's why I'm sitting here talking to you guys and he's retiring after 45,000 years of wrestling. But, those guys, they learn their bodies when they get older. Shelton's a great example of that. He just looks great. And dude, they still show, even on like during rehearsals and stuff, they still show him and Shawn Michaels match. You know what I mean? And that's because that was like the perfect match that you watch from a camera angle. It's just beauty in motion. And Shelton's 50% of that. You know what I mean? Like, Shawn is that good, and everybody knew it and everybody knows it, but Shelton's 50% of that no matter what you say. And so that's Shelton Benjamin in a nutshell. This is me in a nutshell. Let me out of this great big nutshell.
I can't not do it. I got to talk.
Okay, thank you.
I've heard Shelton Benjamin doesn't work out with weights, that it's all, he's just working with his body weight. Is that real?
So of course it's real. And I don't even know if it's real, but that's a lot of people. My dad was a huge advocate for pull-ups and push-ups. Make what you can make bigger and appear bigger. If you can make your shoulders spread out a little with push-ups and your chest and your latissimus dorsi with, you know what I mean? Plus, I'm like Gordon Solie for a second there.
He did.
With the pull-ups and spread yourself out. It's an upper body business. You've heard that all your life. And so Shelton probably does a lot of leg work too, because he's like, heck, man, he can springboard right to the top rope, and guys his size don't do that. You know what I mean? That's just all there is to it. Not many do anyway.
A friend of ours once told me that wrestler prime, in his opinion, is like 39 to 43. Like, that's where guys have been in the business long enough where they mentally get it. But their body, and like, you even take a look at some of the better bodybuilders, they're often in their late 30s and early 40s too. So what you're saying about figuring out your body, but they've also figured it out mentally maybe too.
That's the whole thing, I think, because I think when you're a bodybuilder, especially, or a guy, look, I say 90% of wrestlers today are bodybuilders. They just don't have a pro card. You know what I mean? Because they're doing everything that Billy Gunn did everything a bodybuilder did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On a daily basis, he was eating the right macros and micros and all kind of crap. And he's mixing stuff up in a cauldron, like looking at me. You want some of this, kitty? And so, yeah, whatever. And next thing you know, my butt was sore and I had a saddle on. Like, what? What? A saddle? But he's a cowboy.
Denovius Mac hit us up in the super chat. Thank you, Denovius. Appreciate that.
Michael Berry Sr. said?
Hoop said, not much. Just trying to get to the weekend. They're talking to each other.
My bad.
Conrad is there. Oh, it's Odyssey. Dog and Cassie. Hope all is well. Is Conrad keen on the Road Dog pet gear? By the way, listen to Cass on the way to work.
He paid $5 to elevator pitch Conrad on his dog products.
He wants actual doggy bags for animals and call them Load Dogs with the "Oh, you didn't know"
logo on them.
I like that.
I kind of like it too. We liked it as well. He had another one, but I forgot what it was.
He had another idea too. Remember, he had two, because I said that I put him over for his marketing yeah. ideas. There was another one, and maybe Todd C. Jr. will pay $6 to tell us the answer to that question.
Denovius Max said, "Love you guys." He is up in the super chat. Denovius, always good to see you, brother. Appreciate you hitting us up there.
Yeah,
callers. Oh, dog callers.
Oh, they were dog callers. Okay, he's
hey,
right.
Hey, by the way, it wasn't New Jack who smoked pencil shavings. It was his tag team partner, Mustafa.
Oh, that's why you're waving us off.
It happened in the early ECW days. I just read about it in Todd Gordon's new book.
So let me ask you this. Did he know it was pencil shavings?
Yeah, he was trying to find marijuana, came up dry, felt like he needed something. Maybe he knew, hey, people can huff paint or, you know, aerosol cans or whatever. So yep. he just said, I'll try this. And he promptly got arrested and went to the hospital.
So I'm going to tell you a story.
Yeah. It's not advisable. Yeah. If you're listening to this, don't
smoke. Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah,
it didn't work. Yeah. Call. So I'm going to tell you a sick, pathetic story about myself, because I think it is a cautionary tale. Something very similar, but much on a deeper, darker plane. When I was banging Nubane, a lot of Nubane and mainlining it. And if I didn't have any, I would shoot hot water in my veins, because I felt like I needed that needle in my veins.
Just the sensation.
I just need that needle. And that's where I was. I get goosebumps of grossness now.
Wow. But
like that's where I was. And that's why it immediately rang true to me. But that's the kind of, that's the depths and deprivation that the addiction takes you to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he just said, say no to shaving, smoking pencil shavings. I'd say, say no to drugs altogether. Because that's where it took me. Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
Hot water.
Was yeah. almost like the hot thing in like the early and mid 90s and Nubane in the late 90s.
So Nubane wasn't a hot thing. It was an undercover hot thing, but somas were, everybody was, it was out in the open and everybody was taking them yeah. and getting them. And yeah, it was crazy. So that was in the 90s.
I just heard that Nubane was a thing in the ECW locker room.
It was.
And you heard that like Candido and Tammy were really struggling with it.
That's like who that. Introduced me to it.
Yeah.
Was Chris Candido.
Yeah.
And Hershey, Pennsylvania at Hershey Park. We sat in the car together and I knew what he had and I didn't know what it was. And he drew some in his needle and he shoved it in my arm. And he literally shoved it in my arm. I was going to do it anyway. So it's not we were doing it.
Yeah.
So he just did it for me. Then I found out, oh, if you don't want to wait 45 minutes, you can just do it right in your vein. And that's what any good drug addict's looking for, is oblivion and immediately.
But some of us are probably more readily available, right? Like Nubane had to be something that was very difficult.
Difficult, but anybody that could get you some could get you 100 bottles. You know what I mean? And then that would last.
Once you were in, you were in.
Yeah. And it was, look, it was a crazy time and it was not a good time in my life. It was not a good time in my marriage.
It's remarkable you survived.
Yeah. I thank God every day. And that's no lie. I say that a lot because I do it every day. I thank God that I'm still here, that my wife's still with me, that the important things, I have all the important stuff still. You know what I mean? And actually, I'm gaining more important stuff as time goes on. And that important stuff is definitely not monetarily, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my bills are paid and I don't worry about that. And I'm pawpaw.
Yes.
And I live to be pawpaw. And that's what I feel like now is my best role. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's awesome. It's the one I love the most. I can tell you that much.
What if you would have told that guy that was doing hot water in his veins, you're going to be a pawpaw, man? Would you even listen?
No,
would
I wouldn't listen to him at all.
No,
because
chance.
I had a lot of people, and I've told this story before, Undertaker, a lot of people came to me and said, hey, bro, you're going down the wrong path. And I said, you don't know me.
Yeah.
How do you know what path I'm supposed to go down? And it was all in.
That's the clouded mind.
Yeah. 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 And I should have used those California psychic hotlines because they can make things feel certain.
Thanks to Derek Zoo. What up, D Zoo? Hit us up in the super chat.
Amen.
I appreciate you. Oh, yeah. Todesy, his marketing idea was the Blue Meanie shirt.
Blue
didn't know. When we had Blue on, Blue Meanie.
Hey, Blue Meanie was a heck of a guest too, wasn't he?
Oh, he was fantastic. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, and you got to check out the Naked Midian.
Oh, Midian, a lot of feedback.
We're
from
getting
Midian.
So much feedback from Naked
Midian. None of it good. So go check it out.
I said he is. Well, hey, everybody said he's wild.
Yeah.
He always had a smile on his face.
Man.
And everybody got through it. Did you hear the story? I don't know if you've got a chance. You got a lot on your plate. He did the Stephanie wedding on acid.
Oh, yes.
Because he didn't know he was going to be involved. And then Hunter came to him and said, we're going to do this and the bing bang, and then you do this. And he went, oh, well, that's about to be a problem. Here we go.
You know what the beautiful part is? No, it wasn't about to be a problem. It was about to be a Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, that's just the way it was, man. We might have been in the lobby with Ben Stiller smoking a joint. You know what I mean? We might have been in a room back there with Snoop Dogg burning one. It was a different time. And
yeah.
That while that's becoming more acceptable now,
it was taboo back then.
Man, it was
25 years ago.
Yeah, it was so while the smoking griefer and everything was, I don't know, we were just out there, we were just having fun, man. We were just having fun. I wish I hadn't had so much.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. Mike Hoop, what's up, buddy?
Oh yeah.
He said, "Dog, was there ever a third or alternative member talked about for New Age Outlaws? Thanks, guys, for all the laughs."
Oh, thanks, Hoop, for the question. Yeah, thanks, Hoop. No. But if there was, it would have been Kid, probably. Like it was. He'd be the best fit for me. Just because, I don't know, maybe that's, I'm biased. You know,
there was never a talk of its own faction or anything like that.
No. Look, I think once we got to a certain level, that the Outlaws, that is, and that's post joining DX, and like all, they split us apart and we had singles a little bit and they put us back together, all of that. I think once we got that certain level, in Billy's head, he was saying, I'm going to be world champion one day. You know what I mean? I know Dallas Page and I know Dusty Rhodes, and I'm always say, if you don't want to be the world champion, then what are you doing this for? I don't know why I did it then, because I never, not one time in my life, wanted to be world champion. I wanted to be tag team champions with Billy Gunn. I think that was my, as far as I took it, because I couldn't believe how far it had already been taken. You know what I mean? Like, I never one time thought I want to be the guy. And I don't know. I just didn't think that way. And maybe I should have. Maybe I wouldn't have had so much fun. Maybe I wouldn't have. I don't know. But I'm not ashamed of the way my path went. It was the path I carved for myself. And I got nobody to blame but me.
But me.
And that's just how it goes. And so I don't know, man.
I disagree with that Dusty Rhodes thing. I know what the quote you're referencing, but think about it from a football team standpoint. Like,
I mean,
the quarterback's the guy, the left guard ain't the guy, the right guard ain't the guy, the center ain't the guy.
But we got to have the team.
But we got to have them all.
I got to have them. Yes. They are mandatory.
Yes.
The Brad Armstrongs in the world people talk today, and I don't know if you've seen the Stevie Richards thing, but it's a great, like a period of instruction on pro wrestling. And it's like Brad and Paul Orndorff lock. I mean, it's really cool to watch and really informational, Steve, and educational. Yeah. For me, because I was never trained in wrestling. So honestly, I don't know why your feet are in a certain place when they yell at people at the PC and go footwork. And I go, I don't do footwork. I do footwork when I go. And that's my footwork. And so I don't know. And he locked up and he did this and he did that. And I'm thinking, I don't know. I just watched Brad. I took my dad's advice and said, he said, stand in the corner and watch your brother. That's what I got. That was his advice. And best advice I ever got, probably, other than save it for the ring. My dad would always be smoking a cigarette with his trunks. Like, he'd have under tights on because he was old school, but have his singlet pulled down like around his knees still, and boots laced up and everything. He'd be smoking a cigarette. I'd be like doing push-ups, and he'd just say, save some of that for the ring. Flick a cigarette, music hits, bing, bang, boom, there we go. Stand over there and watch your brother. My brother
turned out pretty good.
My brother Scott and Steve got the same advice.
Zola Lopez hit us up. What food is on the menu for SummerSlam this Saturday?
That hotel there, the Cadillac, I think is what it's called, has got some of the best wings I've ever eaten.
Really?
So yeah, if I go to SummerSlam, which I'm supposed to go, but you want to do that other thing in Mexico, so I don't know yet what I'm planning on doing.
If dogs get wings, what are you getting? Are you getting plain?
Yeah, I'm not getting them spicy. I'm getting them like, I like a barbecue-y.
Okay.
But like a spicy barbecue. I'll tell you the best rib I've ever, or best wing I've ever eaten is from a place called Dinosaur Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And I ate at it in Connecticut with Johnny Russo, the writer of NXT's show. And so we used to go there every time, and I'd have the West Texas ribeye, which was like a good 15-16 ounce ribeye, and the wings, man, and they're so good. I wish I had them right now.
I've got a spot around the corner. I'm going to take you to lunch at.
Okay.
It won best small restaurant in the whole state of Florida, but it's the size of my living room. So it's awesome.
So we can eat one at a time.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Man. Hey, all right. So what do you want to eat for SummerSlam? Because we're watching SummerSlam here.
Oh, are you?
Hypothetically, we'll be watching SummerSlam here if you're into that sort of thing.
And if you're not there, if you'd like to come here.
Is that what y'all are doing?
Yeah.
So the Mexico trip's out.
Well, Mexico Beach is that way.
We're west.
I think there's Jake Paul fights this weekend, too.
Oh, it is.
Jake Paul, Nate Diaz, what do you think?
I think Nate Diaz, but just because I'm a Nate Diaz guy. Yeah. I know he's older, and Jake Paul trains his butt off. I know the guy trains his butt off because he's doing what he's doing, even if it's not real. You know what I mean? Like
he's
know
still people, training.
Yeah, he's training hard to do. And like his brother, right?
Logan
trained hard to do these things he's doing. You know what I mean?
And he's starting to look jacked, by the way.
And he's good at it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you go like, oh, okay. Like, the football player, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name right now, the punter.
Pat McAfee,
of course. I'm sorry, Pat. I forgot your name. I'll text him dirty things, but I forgot his name. But he came in and it really impressed people.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, he's a student of the game. He tried this. He learned this. This kid came in and upped the ante. You know what I mean? And because of his athleticism, because of his, you know, he has the ricochet aspect to him where Pat McAfee, he has the Sandman.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And Logan's committed.
When
he goes in on something, he goes all in. So he's picking.
I'd say both brothers are the same. You know what I mean? Cut of the same cloth and made men of their own devices, right? And so look, I'm a Nate Diaz guy. I love the Diaz brothers.
I do too.
Just because they're just nasty.
The attitude.
Trashy.
Did you see when he locked the kid in a triangle choke and flipped him off?
Yeah.
So good. Cassio watched that, and we were watching together, and we just stood up sort of clapping like, that's our dude.
That's the dude.
I got Diaz too. You got Diaz?
Yes.
All three of us picking Diaz? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be surprised if Paul wins, but I'm rooting for him.
I would be very surprised.
Would you?
I would be. Who's knocked Nate Diaz out?
No, he can take a chance.
It ain't going to happen, especially with a glove on.
They're wearing real boxing gloves. It ain't going to happen.
We'll do one more, then we'll get out of here. Michael Berry Sr. said, just ask Dog about Giordano's. It's an automatic reply from him.
Okay. Yes, I love Giordano's. I have it delivered to my house frequently because they don't have one here. In Orlando, they had just opened a Giordano's. excuse me.
She gets it all the way to your house. Nice.
Yeah, so they ship it to my house deep freezed or whatever.
What do you get?
Usually just a meat lovers. Of course, the thick, huge crust.
Super thick.
Yeah, super thick.
It's a casserole.
Yes, it is a casserole. It takes about 50 minutes to cook, you know what I mean, in the oven. But it's delicious. Now, I'm a Giordano's guy, but there's the other one. Lou Malnati's is the other one.
Pequod's is the best. Have you had Pequod's?
No.
Pequod's puts Giordano's to shame, and they'll ship. They ship too? Yeah. So I went to Giordano's with a buddy of mine, and we used to have a mutual friend whose buddy was like really high up at Playboy back when that was a thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you got to go to Pequod's. And I was like, nah, I don't know. And then our mutual friend goes, will you just listen? He lives there. And I go, okay. And again, it's a really tiny spot, but dude, it's unbelievable. And during the pandemic, they started shipping. And it's fantastic.
Pequod, how do you spell that?
I'll get you a link.
Okay.
But it's Pequod's.
Quad.
Okay. Yeah, but
maybe we get that for SummerSlam.
Hey, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
Conrad, we don't cuss on our show.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. We are fining him. He gets $5 in the cuss jar.
My apologies.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hitting us up in the super chat.
This was a fun one.
This was a fun one. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. We're about to do a full episode with Conrad Thompson.
Yes.
Right after we sign off of here. So be looking for that. We're going to record, have some fun. Thanks, everybody, for hitting us up in the Super Chat. We greatly appreciate it. For Mr. Conrad Thompson, for the Road Dog, I am Cassio. Thank you for watching this YTX.
I want to do like Larry Zbyszko.
I'll do it.
Yeah. So I was in the yard.
Anyway. Who's to blame?
Nobody to blame but me.
If you didn't like this episode of YTX, we got two words for you.
Suck it.